on Fridays and start talking about events. But of course, with this whole stupid COVID thing, all the events had to be completely changed at the MSA and at Mohawk College itself, and which had to actually restructure your mindset as a programmer and an events programmer to bring entertainment to the students of Mohawk College. So how is that happening now since I left back in April? How are things fleshing out for you? What's the experience like?
The experience is, we just talked to our board of directors the other day, and one thing that I'm really pushing for is this whole kind of mindset and notion that the experience is just different. It's just different. It was a little bit of a learning curve at the start.
Sure.
But now that we're, I think, you know, roughly 8 months into this, we've kind of figured it out. We kind of have a formula. We do things on repeat, so events on repeats, like same days of the week, so students kind of get in their mindset like, hey, it's Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday, and then it kind of reminders like that. But it's been different. Like it's just a whole new world. It's taking everything as an event planner and a programmer that you've ever known about putting on something in an event space with a ton of people around and converting that to an online experience.
Yeah.
And it's been good. It's honestly been good. It's just a different way of doing events. And a lot of programmers and different people kind of in my world, just, we had to learn new things, you know. I don't even think I knew what Zoom was before.
Right. Yeah.
Before this happened. And now I'm on it every day and I'm learning more about social media. I'm learning more about platforms that exist out in the world that we can utilize to do events. I'm learning more about just online engagements and what works and what doesn't work. And what students are kind of looking for, not looking for, what attracts them, what doesn't. So every week, it's almost just, you know, a little bit of a trial and error.
Yeah.
But it's been a positive experience. We figured it out, and you know, we have a good core of students that are following what we're doing and engaging with us, and that's all we can hope for.
So it is actually, it's building up the core of students that are on a regular basis clicking on some of the events that you're putting on. But that took a little time to get that momentum going for them to get in their idea.
Yeah, definitely it took some time, right? It wasn't an overnight process. So I think when we started, we kind of closed down in-person events in March, but we were up and running by April. But I think April was kind of the test month.
Yeah.
Like, let's learn some things, let's try some things, and then by the summer or the summer and then back into the fall, we kind of got it figured out. And, you know, The greatest conversation, and if I can share a little story right now, the greatest conversation that we've had recently is just last week we did a pumpkin carving event.
Right.
And we had some staff and some board members and some students all join a Zoom call and just carve pumpkins together. And different, you know, when you're usually carving pumpkins like in your house with your family, or if you have a carving event like at the college in the Arnie or wherever like that, you're doing it with a bunch of students. But here we are all on Zoom doing this together. And for the sake of saying or saving names or not revealing any names at this point, we had a student join the event, and you know, about 2 hours in, we just kind of asked her opinion of, you know, how's it going, how are the events, what are you liking, what would you like to see, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this student blew me away.
And what was said?
The response was that Mohawk wasn't her first choice. She went to another school prior. And we're doing more engagement online than she ever did in person at another college.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that we we're trying and we're adapting and we're giving students an outlet to participate in something that is not, that is related to college, but not specifically about your program or work or tests or anything like that, is that we're providing these options. And in her mind, we're doing it so well. Like, she actually gets excited and looks forward to joining every week. And at least, you know, she can't make everything, but she tries her best.
Right.
And she's like, I was worried about not going to college this year and deferring because of the experience. And she said that the MSA and the events team has just made her experience so much better. And I'm sitting here on Zoom because you can't be with these people, right? So you're on Zoom.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to this and I'm like so happy on the inside.
Yeah.
Right? It's just to hear something like that, that we're just literally helping students in a time to take their mind off of whatever's going on in the world and to take their mind off of the stresses of assignments and exams and things like that, just for a brief moment in their week, is, you know, to be able to help students in that way is a win.
It's
a complete win.
Yeah, it sounds to me, because I used to work for the MSA in the past, and you would always get mixed feedback. But when you hear stuff like that, that just validates your efforts of everyone that was participating at on a ground level, all the way through the entire team. It's great to hear stuff like that because, this is why we are here. We are here to make them have the best experience possible when going to college, and you know, that's a very nice thing to hear, especially in these times where, as you say, so much stress going into it's a stressful time for people to go back to school or to make that next level in school, and then, you know, unfortunately, you and I know and others know the different experiences that you can have in colleges and universities without COVID, right? There's so much interaction experiences that you can have, both, you know, that hopefully are all positive. But when this pandemic and this COVID thing, and it just took away this whole element of that life experience. So it's very good to hear you tell that story because it lets other people know that that things, even though things are different right now, as you say, that there is, people are still getting some quality out of their education and their experiences at Mohawk College. Hey, it is Gunner. It's Steel City Music. My special host right now, or my host, my special guest right now. We'll talk about the hosting thing, by the way, is Ty Howie. He's the events manager at the Mohawk Students Association, and there's a bunch of events that have been booked up for the month of November that are coming up, and then we're gonna chat about those right now. And you can find them all on the MSA website, which is mohawkstudents.ca. There's a lot of things that you want to find out about the Student Association. They have different services, and just click on one of the tabs to find out more about the MSA. Now, but what I want you to do is click on the events tab and check out some of the stuff that they are offering. And we're going to start off with Ty, the Game Show Monday. Is that what this is?
Game Show Mondays. So every Monday in November, we're doing a game show. So we're starting off on November 2nd, starting off with Wheel of Fortune. So literally, like you're on the show, but you're at home.
Right. Okay. Is this your first time doing this one, or have you done?
Yeah, we've done Jeopardy before.
Yeah.
So this Wheel of Fortune is going to be our first go. Uh-huh. But we're going to get a couple students to join us and win some cool prizes.
Great.
But that's going to continue. So later in the month, we're doing Deal or No Deal. We're going to do Jeopardy again, and Jeopardy is going to be a culture edition, and right. It's going to be part of International Student. Education Week.
Oh, okay.
Which is on the 16th. We're going to do Deal or No Deal again, and then Who Wants to Be a Millionaire towards the end of the month. And by that, we mean Who Wants to Be a Millionaire at Heart. And we'll give you some cool prizes.
Okay, not $1 million, of course.
Or yeah. or how I've worded it on the website is, would you like to win $1 million? And by bucks, we mean the type of, like, deer that you can see frolicking through the forest. And maybe we'll buy, like, some stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Or something.
I like the fact that you're putting realism into this, because I don't think anyone expected $1 million. But, you know, if you get, be careful what you say. And, of course, that happens at 12 p.m. noon. On November 9th, you have it at noon.
And Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
We're doing, so game shows are either going to be 7 p.m. at night or both 12 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay.
Depending on the day.
But all the information is on the website, so it's always good to just click on the website ahead of time and do a double check. So moving on from there, you're going to do a trivia thing on one of my favorite shows. And I just want to say right now, if months and months ago, when you started the Trivia Nights thing and I was participating in it and I was getting whooped every single thing that got picked. And I thought that was unfair of everyone who was picking all these different shows that I had not seen, but I participated. Okay, yeah, sure, you didn't pick Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's ageism right there, pal. That's ageism. But now I have a chance to win.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Even though I'm not a student, I can win in spirit. I can't get any prizes, but I can still participate. And I'm coming in. I'm going to try to do this one. Well, we'll see what I got to figure out what time I got to do other things that day. But the Umbrella Academy, I have a special interest in, because that show has been shot not entirely, but the majority of it here in Hamilton, Ontario.
That's correct.
Yeah. And I saw a video of you running around like number five from the Umbrella Academy. Folks, if you've seen Umbrella Academy, you know who number five is. He's the guy that can jump through time. If you haven't seen it, watch it. You'll enjoy it. But there's a video that's coming out from the MSA with our own Ty running around in the same spots, in the same spots from the film.
Yeah. It's coming out very soon. I think we're going to be starting it this week and going into next week on social media. But we were able to, obviously it's pretty easy to locate a lot of the locations where the show was shot. So we went to all those locations and created a little promo video for everyone to watch, and I love it.
Yeah.
My team loves it. I think it's funny and comical, and it's a good way to promote the game. But Umbrella Academy Trivia, November 3rd, 7 p.m. And we're also doing trivia two ways now.
How's
which
that?
Is a little different than before. So you can join us at 7 p.m. with a host, which is most likely going to be me.
Right.
And play until about 8 o'clock. And then we take that same trivia game and then we flip it to play on your own.
Okay.
So if you can't join at 7 p.m. or you want to play but you don't want to join a Zoom call with a bunch of other students and you just want to play it, you play it on your own. So it's just like doing like an online quiz.
Sure.
And you just click a link and it's all on our website. And you have equal amount, an equal chance to winning prizes. Mm-hmm. Because we give away prizes for both. So you can do it's the exact same questions, the exact same game. So you're still a part of it, but you're just doing it on your own. So.
Well, that's good. Well, no, I like that, because sometimes people don't want to do the whole Zoom thing and they just want to, you know, because everyone has a different way of enjoying themselves. So that's another good option for them. Now, that's November 3rd. That's a Tuesday. But what is happening on the 5th? November 5th.
The 5th.
Because that's not up on the website, because I was looking. I'm like, oh, where is this November 5th thing?
It's hidden.
It's not
hidden. It's listed like it's a multi-event.
Okay.
It's listed within an event.
Okay.
But if you go on the website, check this out. It's called The Mystery of the Cellar Ghost.
All right.
It's,
And of course, we're talking about the cellar, which is located at Mohawk College in the MSA department, or the MSA part of the school, Mohawk Student Association.
Correct. Yeah, it is the Student Center Pub. There's been many, many kind of comments and stories throughout the years that the cellar is haunted. And I don't know if you know this, but it's always been kind of like, whether it's a myth or whether it's true, there's always been this notion that the cellar is haunted. And what the events team did over the summer was we've created an online kind of, I wouldn't say it's an escape room because you're not escaping anything,
right?
But it's more of a detective mission. So it's seeing things on a screen, being, you know, using social media, using the internet, being given puzzles that lead you to different pages on the internet or different pages on a social media account or within an email that you receive or like a different it. And it's this game where we've created essentially you find out or you're attempting to find out who the ghost is. You know, who was the person all those years ago, late 1800s, early 1900s, that was a part of the Hamilton Insane Asylum, which was originally the grounds that Mohawk and currently the St. Joseph's Healthcare Institute is on, is that there used to be nurses and doctors and patients and visitors and everybody coming and going to this area because it used to be the Hamilton Insane Asylum.
Yeah.
So the cellar used to be a part of the asylum many, many years ago. So when you create a story and you do what we did, a lot of research about people that were around in that time and stories and newspaper articles and the Ockmar House, which is located on the corner of Mohawk and Fennel. Not Mohawk and Fennel, sorry. West 5th and Fennel. You know, how that plays into it as well. We've created a story where you can play with your friends and it's a detective mission and you can find out who the ghost is.
So by the end of it, you do actually reveal who this whole thing was built around, and you can win a prize as well. In my mind, I was, you know what, I am, you can tell I'm a big chicken at this stuff. I am. I always have been. Anyone who knows me, you know, it's like Smith's not going to partake in this because he's just a big chicken. I don't believe in ghosts, but I do. For the love, I thought in my brain I was going to see you on screen with those night vision goggles and that weird lighting under your face and people saying, look over here, Ty, what's that over there? And then something was going to come out and I mean, that would have been it. That would have been it for me. I'd have been like, no, not doing this. Forget it. I'm going to, you know, because if I have to watch something like that, I pretty much got to put a diaper on. That's it. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's going to be this man screaming with a diaper on. And maybe that's a whole other thing you can do as trivia. But that wasn't my brain. I'm like, I'm so happy you're doing it that way and not scaring the crap out of me. Yeah. That's
so
good. I like
that.
So how
it works is that students, whether you sign up solo or you have a group of friends, you can just join and register online. We do it up to six people per every time we do it.
Sure.
And you literally work as a team. So we all join a Zoom call and you're given hints and riddles and clues. And, you know, someone might be a social media star and understand how social media works and can like put that together. And someone else on your team may be really good at riddles. And someone else on your team may be really good at quick internet searching.
Mm-hmm.
So you all come together to work together in order to figure out this puzzle.
That's great, man.
Really cool.
That's great. The Friday Disney trivia that's happening on November 6th.
Yes.
Again, and it's student and family versions of Disney trivia. Now, was that to say that there'll be no nothing with Marvel in it, like the Marvel universe?
This is going to be Disney, like strict classic Disney, you know, those fun cartoon movies.
Okay, like the old ones, or there's going to be references to the Apple Dumpling Gang?
See, I don't want to give it all away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just trying to figure out what my interest is going to be, because I did the Disney thing months and months ago with you guys, and I got slapped around pretty hard. So,
yeah.
Because I was like looking for like Disney questions from, you know, previous, and I was I got smoked. So I was like, oh, all right, then, you know, this old guy's not going to get any of this stuff. That's why I brought up the Apple Dumpling Gang.
Yeah. But we're starting this on. So this version of trivia is completely play on your own.
Okay.
Starts on Friday night, goes till Sunday night. It's just a game that's just going to be available for people to play. But specifically this one, we're doing a little bit different. So as a student, you can play on your own. We'll give away prizes just like normal trivia. But we're also offering this to students that have families.
Right.
And we're doing a limited, this is our very first time we're trying it. But we're doing a very limited game. So if you're a student that has small children around the ages of kind of 4 to 8,
sure,
that are interested in Disney, we've put together like a 15-question trivia where if your child is interested in Disney and knows kind of like who the characters are and what they look like, And maybe some big significant Disney things, is that you can play with your kids.
And oh, okay, great. That's good.
It gives families something to do, because one piece of feedback we received is that a lot of students have children and they're busy with their studies, and their children are also busy, you know, whether they're going to school or they're doing school from home now.
Right.
And all the other things that are going on. And it was and one of the feedback we got is like, it would be interesting if I could do something.
Go.
Yeah, so just it would be interesting if you could do something together. And that's the feedback that we received. And so we'd turn that into a trivia game. And again, really simple questions that a young child should or could be able to answer, maybe with a little bit of help from mom and dad.
Sure. Okay.
Or mom and mom, or dad and dad.
No, that is good that you're doing something like that, because it is, when you really do think about it, a student of any age or who does have children they are trying to balance out their lives and participate, mm-hmm. and their time is stretched out, so it's, you can only allot so much time, so it would be good if everyone can do things together. And I think that's really the underlying thing that's been happening with this shift to doing everything virtual, is trying to connect people just a little bit more, because they are missing those connections from mm-hmm. pre-COVID era of going to school, that sort of thing. Hey, it's Gunnar. You're listening to Steel City Music. My guest right now is Ty Howie. He's the events manager at the Mohawk Student Association. We were just chatting about some of the stuff that's coming up that you can participate online if you are a Mohawk College student. There's always gifts and prizes that are given away for the winners. But the website, once again, if you go to mohawkstudents.ca, you click on the events, you can find out more information. And if you are a student and you need to find out more information about the MSA and what they do for you, please visit the website. There's different tabs that you can explore. Ty, thanks for your time, buddy. And I guess I'll check in with you next Friday about the other stuff that's coming up. And then maybe you can hint at super big thing that's coming up at the end of the month that we're not supposed to talk about, but we're probably going to talk about, but maybe not.
Hopefully it's ready by then. But yeah,
okay.
Doing a bigger event towards the end of November that we're really excited about.
Okay, hey man, thanks a lot, and I'll see you online just like everyone else at the Mohawk Students Association. Mohawkstudents.ca is the website. Go check it out. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks.
Hey folks, joining me on the line right now is a man standing on the side of a cliff. He's screaming into the clouds looking for some sun, and he isn't getting any. It's Bryce Clifford. How are you, sir?
I like it.
You like
doing
that
good,
intro?
Man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Well, I made a little joke when we were setting up about, are you getting your vitamin D? And you broke up laughing and ran away. And I'm thinking, hey, maybe he just went and took some vitamin D, you know? Possibly.
Yeah, man. I was like, that's a good idea. I better get on top of that.
Yep. Hey, last time we chatted, it was a while ago. You were just putting out your album, I believe, Rebounder, just came out. You were putting out your first single.
Right.
You were born up in London. Grew up as an alt rocker, you know, and then you head south for a while. You're playing some music down in around the Texas area, I believe, down south.
Austin,
yep. Yeah, and then you started getting a little bit of the steam in the engine was getting picked up as far as like your music. You were getting noticed by people. You're getting a lot of really cool comparisons, I thought, from everywhere, from old Bruce to me personally. I was thinking, you know, Townes Van Zandt, and then you even brought up the Replacements as well in that conversation. And then, you packed it in, something happened, and you rebounded back up here in Ontario, and you started up your music up in this end of things. How have you been since then? How is Rebounder doing? How are you doing musically, sir?
I'm doing better than ever musically, man. Actually, the album hasn't come out yet. I'm kind of putting it out slowly, track at a track. I think that's kind of how the kids do it nowadays. I started gravitating more up here. I was living in Texas over 10 years, playing down in Austin. My brother started a brewery here in town, Clifford Brewing.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wanted to be around family more. And so, like, my plan really was to be splitting my time between Ontario and Texas, jumping back and forth. And,
right.
Yeah, but then COVID really put a clamp down on that.
And, yes, sir, it did, yeah.
I am a resident of town here now. I think I've been here nearly 11 months.
Yeah, and
straight.
Yeah, and, with living here now, of course, this stupid pandemic breaks out, and have you even, like so many other fellow musicians and artists, have been doing some virtual stuff online? Have you broached that yet? Doing the virtual shows yet, or songs, or sit-ins, or anything like that?
Right. I think I might have said this last time. I got a buddy down in Austin, and he says, streams, those are for trout, man.
What a great line.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm sort of in that camp, which is like, man, it just doesn't really work that well. And some people can pull it off. Like if you're in a studio, you have a studio and, you know, and you've already kind of, and there's definitely some people who've been ahead of the curve and already,
sure,
jumped
yeah,
on it and
absolutely.
Figured out how to get the video and how to do it live and all that stuff. But I'm kind of catching up now, and I got a new computer, and I'll probably be down for doing that at some point.
Yeah.
And actually, the next thing, one of the things I got coming up is I'm going to be doing like a filming taping at the Mule Spinner at the Cotton Factory.
Hey, yeah, that's Steve Deep's territory in Glen Marshall. Yeah, man.
That's the man.
Yeah.
That's the man. And he's doing awesome stuff there. And so, yeah, that's exactly kind of the idea, is to get some content, to be playing live with the band and be able to put that out. So,
hey, when are you
sort of like doing a show?
When are you going to be doing that?
On the 7th.
Of November.
Yep.
Oh, cool. That's good. Yeah, I've caught some of the stuff that he's been doing down there. And I think he's doing a fantastic job. You know, like they it took a while, but they got it down now.
Yeah, they're trying to get the YouTube page off the ground and going. And people go on there and take a look. There's lots of content on there now.
Yeah.
Local players and,
so it was really good.
Mule Spinner.
Hey, man, so what's going on with the single? You got one that's coming out, and you also did a video that I checked out, and I was just laughing all the way through it because it just reminded me of, like, everybody I know in that timeline.
Are you talking about the sort of old footage one.
The old footage one that you did of...
Yeah, man. So I literally just put that out right now. My eye is sort of on the screen watching the comments and stuff come in.
Sure.
It's called Tomorrow We Break Up With Ourselves. And yeah, I took all old skateboarding footage and band footage, a lot of it playing at Lee's Palace in Toronto when I was a teenager, all from VHS, and digitized hours and hours of all that stuff. And then I got it down to about 20 minutes of my own edits. And then I sent it down to a friend in Austin to put it to the music.
And slice it up, yeah.
I knew he'd be, yeah, he wouldn't be like sentimental about the shots or nothing. He would just kind of pick out what was visually interesting and put it together. And yeah. So
that's hard,
it's cool,
too,
man.
It's hard to, you just touched upon something there. It's very hard because the sentimentality of certain things, you kind of want to keep it in, but if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense. But I've watched it a couple times now, and I laugh every time I put it on because it just reminds me of all the goofballs that I've come across in my lifetime, especially in that era, because it looks like it's in the 90s, and you could just tell by the skateboarding and the clothes and everything. It's just like, oh my God.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. I never would have finished it if I'd tried to do it, because there's just hours of great stuff on the cutting room floor now. There's just like, I can feel now for what editors have to do putting together movies too.
I'm trying
to get that down under the 2 hour mark when they've got 4 hours of great footage, and you know, it's just heartbreaking. There's so much stuff that you can't put in there, but the song's only 4 minutes long, so
that's it. Yep. That's true. Hey, I'm talking to Bryce Clifford here on Steel City Music, your host Gunner here. He just has a new video out today, and of course this is a pre-recorded interview, so check out his video. It's called Tomorrow We Break Up Ourselves. It's on YouTube. Just punch that in, Bryce Clifford and the Brother Superior. So check that one out. Now, what's going on with the releases of your song? This is your third single that you're putting out now?
That's the third one and the third music video. And I've actually got another new tune coming out tomorrow called Bruja. Well, it's going to be showing up on the Spotify and streaming everywhere.
Right.
And that's getting pressed to vinyl. And dude, so I this is happening like super on the heels of putting out this other one. I probably should have spaced them out a little bit, but,
sounds like you're excited.
I am, man. So, November 5th, we're going to have a listening and release party at the Casbah.
Oh, cool.
This 10-inch vinyl called, Bruja, the East Hamilton EP.
Hey, how many, copies of the vinyl did you end up printing up?
We got 300, right. But actually I'm only going to have 50 at the release party because I had to come on a slow boat from Czech Republic.
You went that far to get the vinyl, eh?
Well, actually, it's a company in Burlington, man.
Yeah.
Precision, and I didn't realize the 10-inch in particular, they have to get it done in Europe, so they do it in combination with them. And
right.
Yeah. I mean, at first I was a little pissed. I was like, I thought I could just drive over to Burlington and pick them up. But now I had to, and I'm trying to get them in time for this release party that I already had set. So I had to really twist some arms and say, man, get me at least 50 copies.
At least 50, yeah. Well, I mean, there's only so many people that you can fit due to regulations now inside the Casbah. So at least if you have 50, you know, hopefully everyone can get a copy, that sort of thing, right?
Well, I'm new to town, so I don't have a lot of friends here. I think, you know, I maybe have... so hopefully you'll make it down, man.
But people tend to come out because they go a little stir-crazy. And also, there's a two thing, and this is my line of thinking, is that you'll go out to a show to go see one or to be a part of something because there's the fear you're not going to be able to do that in a while. And I think that's the lamenting that a lot of us have done, Bryce, over this whole thing since March, where it's like we always, and this has always been, I find that we've always taken things for granted as far as like a musical community and what you consume, is that, well, those clubs will always be there. That'll always be there, so I can go next week and whatever, I'll catch you next time. But like, just look at what happened here in the Hamilton area. I mean, we have this stupid COVID thing going on, right? That's completely upheaved everyone's careers, lives, money, what they've invested in, club owners, bar owners, everything. And in the middle of all of this, that you always think that something's going to be there, and then you know this in Hollywood goes down, and even the Corktown's not booking shows right now. They're just going to shut down for so many months, right? So the thing is that if you wanted to go out and see and listen, even if it was a listening party or to see someone perform acoustically, it's like your window as we move into the winter months kind of closes because of this stupid COVID thing. So that's why I bring this up talking to you, because people should say, oh, hey, you know, I heard, I've been hearing Bryce Clifford stuff on the radio over at CFMU. I've been hearing it over at the Hawk, and, you know, other people are spinning it, that sort of stuff. I'll go check him out. He's from the Hamilton area, you know? So your show, and it's only going to be about, those shows normally run about, there's like, what, 2 to 3 hours sort of thing? And then that's it?
Yeah. You mean for this listening party?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll be slapping the record on there. And it's only 4 songs as well. And I'm going to see if Brody will let me play the acoustic and maybe bust through the tunes there on the side stage. I'm pretty sure he will.
Yeah. That's just, and all that requires is a shower curtain from what I can see on social media.
Right.
That's all
right.
I see is people singing behind shower curtains. Hey, man. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with me. And what songs can we go out on here, Bryce, that we can play for everyone?
Well, cool. There's that. And like I said, the vinyl is Bruja. So I will send you that track for sure.
Awesome, man. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess take your pick, man. Yeah. Hey, this is Bryce Clifford. Got a listening and release party happening at the Caspah on November 5th for my vinyl, Bruja, the East Hamilton EP. Please check it out. And my website is www.bryceclifford.com. You're the blue mic in the shot. You're the atom man.
count that up. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Joining me on the line right now is Marie from Northcote. Now, this band was formed in 2019 by a group of young and talented musicians from the Greater Toronto Area in Ontario. Now, with heartfelt lyrics and catchy tunes, these upcoming musicians propose a refreshing take on rock. And, of course, you know that I ripped that right off the top of their bio. Marie, thank you for taking the time out to chatting with us here on Steel City Music.
Thank you for chatting. How are you today?
I'm good. Like I said earlier, just before we were doing the interview, I wanted to make sure I called the right number. I didn't wake someone's Nana out of a deep sleep and then having to like explain who I was, because sometimes I dial the wrong number like an idiot.
It happens.
Okay, man. So here's the backstory with us. I always put out a call of to find out who's out there doing music of different genres and everything. And I put it across some Facebook groups and blah, 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 and all the other stuff. And you actually sent me some stuff via Instagram. So that's how we met and everything. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Northcote, how you guys got started?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually met a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. We were just some friends getting together to play music. And there was a band battle going on in Burlington from the YMCA.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. So we decided to get together for that and actually give the band a little more structure.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very lucky to be a part of that. And through that, we realized that we worked well together, that we had a very similar taste in music, and that we wanted to do this a little more seriously. So from there on, we started working on writing originals, on performing more often. And by the end of August, we were super, super lucky and thankful to the Burlington Largest Rootfest for selecting us as one of the upcoming musicians from our city. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was such an incredible experience. And from there on, we got to writing more and recording, and we just released 3 new singles, which you can hopefully check out.
Now, you said that you played the Rib Fest?
Yes.
And, okay, so you did Rib Fest, but where else? Did you guys not do some more festivals back in 2019?
Yes, we were super lucky to play Sound of Music Festival in Burlington.
Right.
We did It's Your Festival in Hamilton.
Okay, yeah.
And when we did a festival in Oakville as well called Midnight Madness.
The Midnight Madness Festival in Oakville?
Yes, we were super lucky. We partnered with Bendology,
okay.
Which supports local young bands.
Right.
And they helped us play there.
Okay, so that's kind of you're kind of in a unique position being such a young band to be able to get some time slots in festivals. Now, did you guys do any other smaller shows in the Burlington area or the greater Toronto area or in Hamilton?
Well, we play at local bars.
Okay.
And stuff like that. We were a little constrained by where we could play because of our ages.
Yeah.
Last year, most of the band was still under 19.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So a lot of coffee houses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good experience too, doing the coffee houses and, to like hone your set and your sound and everything too. So there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with being an underage band at all. Hey, it's Gunnar. It's Steel City Music. And you're listening to us here. You're listening to us. Of course you're listening to us. I'm chatting with Marie from North Code, the Burlington band, and they have some new single out. Tell me about where you recorded this new single.
We actually home recorded it.
Oh, you home recorded it. Yeah. Now, how did you guys go about that?
So it was a little bit of a learning curve. We used a Sapphire Pro 40 and Logic Pro to record. It was a learning curve because we were learning how to do it.
So even though we
got together to record everything for the first time around November of last year, it really wasn't until April of 2020 that we were able to release our first single, Unstoppable.
Right. Okay. Now, was it just yourself and the entire band, or did someone just take charge of doing the engineering?
Well, it was my brother. Mostly, my brother and I.
Right.
He's also in the band. The band consists of my brother, who plays bass.
Uh-huh.
We have Sunjun, who plays drums, Jerry Sang, who plays guitar, Tim McGuire plays keys, and I sing and play rhythm guitar.
Oh, okay. Hey, and now what are you guys, doing to make up, because this downtime that all musicians are having and artists across the board due to COVID, what are you guys doing? Are you going back to recording or doing writing? What's going on?
Oh, absolutely. So I guess the plan right now is to write and as much as possible so we can hopefully have an album ready to go next year. Hey, this is Marie from North Code. Check us out at northcodeband.com. Next up is our newest single, No Permission, on Steel City Music.
Dance. You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey folks, joining me on the line right now is a dude I met last year when we could all sit around a radio station in a studio and talk about music and act like civilized people and not worry about our health. It's Austin from Holocore, but now he's also Austin from Hamilton Underground. It's a project of putting out music here in Hamilton, Ontario. Of course, you can find them on Bandcamp. And Austin, I'm surprised I stumbled upon by this just by accident. I didn't know about this. What's going on?
I just needed something to, I guess, justify the charity work that I wanted to do and the kind of like community work that I wanted to do. So I started a little project, Hamilton Underground. And
yeah. Now, is this a not-for-profit organization you put together?
Not like technically, but I don't take any of the money. I just donate it all.
Oh, okay. Well, where are your donations going?
It depends on what the cause is for. So these CDs that we were doing, I've been donating to like local venues, just like their GoFundMes, or just e-transferring them, or going to the store and buying a bunch of, you know what I mean? Like just anyway, because we don't bring in enough money for me to be like, here's a huge charitable donation, but I have enough to like, you know, send a couple $100
to a venue or someone who needs it, that sort of thing. That's good.
Yeah, that's what this first kind of initiative was for, and I'll probably use the business for other things later.
Right, but with this project, you have two CDs out. Of course, I think it's like what eight tracks on each, 8 to 10 on each disc. Yeah, you said it was for like to fulfill, I guess, a charitable need. When did this idea come about for you? Did you stumble across other people doing it? Were you inspired that way, or what was it?
I think I saw a venue posting just on Instagram that they were having, like, that they were struggling to, like, make their bills, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, that's true. And I just went in looking for, like, city resources for stuff like that, like, so I could maybe send them a link. So I could be like, oh, hey, like, the city's doing this. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like, the city said they were doing something, but I haven't found it. And so if they are, it's impossible to find, or there's no clear thing for that, right? Aside from maybe, like, actual, like, business bailouts and stuff that some local businesses can't do. So I just thought, well, I've done charity shows before with bands. So it's like, what if I try to do something like that online? But I couldn't really like figure out like what I was going to do. So I was like, oh, I could just ask bands I know to send me a song of theirs, throw it on a CD and sell the CD, and then just send all that money towards venues.
Right. But it's not physical copies that you're selling. It's just a Bandcamp.
We do have physical copies. I just think they're a little like $5 more.
Right. Isn't there like a little bit of a cost on your end to do something like that?
Yeah. So, I have somebody who has like a printer and stuff at home. So they're not like the most like elaborate, like physical copies, but if you want them, like they're
sure.
we can print them and.
Oh,
and,
okay. Like, yeah. Well, that's it. No, I think that's very noble that you're doing that. And it also, helps get bands just that little bit more exposure for people to pick up on what's going on in Hamilton. Hamilton Underground, why that name?
I just kind of was thinking of like something that was just like, it's kind of like cheesy, just like for the people, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So like without the city's involvement, but still in the city, because like it's not that I don't trust the city, but it's just things where I'm just like, yeah, like they might say they're gonna help me a bunch, but are they actually? What if I just did it myself?
Yeah, that tend to happens quite a bit when you start becoming more aware of your surroundings, where you live, you start seeing things like that. I'm a little bit older than you, and I remember when I just started when I was like working in the Hamilton music community at a very young age of like 19. I was all like doughy-eyed and like, oh, this is great. You know, everyone, this is super and blah, blah, blah. And the music's this and it's that. And then you start finding out where all the money really comes from. And it was, and there's nobody was really helping. So you're just like, gee, I guess this is going to be a struggle.
That's the thing. So you look around and literally everyone is struggling.
Yeah,
so it's like even people like you look up to, or you're like, oh, well, this person has it all figured out. They're like such a prominent member of the scene. And they're just like, bro, I don't know how I'm going to get by. And I'm just like, what?
Exactly. No. You start realizing what, there's more to life than what you think there is. And, you know, and money is a thing that people need to survive. Right. So, hey, it's Gunnar. You're listening to Steel City Music. My guest right now is Austin from Hamilton Underground. It's a nonprofit that's helping out musicians and venues by selling the music over Bandcamp, and also you can get a physical copy, according to Austin. That can happen. Tell me about the call that you put out when you do these CDs, these comp discs, because when I've done them, it's always been, you know, I was lucky enough to be at a radio station and be the program director. And when I was putting in calls to put out compilation discs, it was pretty easy for me because people were always submitting music, right? Mm-hmm. How was it for you?
The thing is it was easy to get people to say yes. It was hard for them to actually send me anything.
Ah.
So it was like, I had so many people be like, yeah, I'm interested. I'm like, that's great, thanks. Like, just send it to this email. I was like, I don't need anything else. I literally just need the wave. I just need the WAV file. And the people who sent it are on the CD. There's a couple people whose songs I'm holding on to just because they sent it after I'd already dropped the first two CDs. And it's like, I'm not going to add them now because then some people who already bought it would be like ripped off.
They would feel a little just like, why didn't I get that? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm